Welcome to The Awakened Homeowner. Thinking about a new home or remodel, but feeling lost in a maze of decisions? You're in the right place. I'm William Reed, and for over three decades, I've coordinated the design and construction of hundreds of remodel and new home projects. I know the process can feel overwhelming, but trust me, you can do this. Here, we break it all down step by step so you can feel confident, empowered, and even excited about your project. No stress, no guesswork, just the guidance you need to bring your dream home to life. Let's dive in. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Reed with the Awakened Homeowner Show. And today we're going to begin tackling the infamous budget question. What that really is all about. This will be the last part of the discovery series, which is all the activities we want to do before we start picking up the phone or calling any architects or contractors. There will be multiple episodes for the budgeting part of the discovery series. But let's refresh real quick. In the discovery series, we've created a personal profile, we've created a property profile. We've started to collect dreams and visions and ideas. And then I presented to you a lot of the delusions out there that can really start to throw you off and derail your project. So the last element is building a budget. And the whole objective of the discovery series is to end up with a package that we can send out to an architect and let them know all of these elements so that they can get a really quick jump on who you are, what you want, and how much you want to spend. So here we go. Let's dive into this episode. What I want you to do first is I want you to break free of some of the delusions or all of the delusions and even your inspirations. We're going to set those aside for right now so that we can detach you from the emotions that tie into the inspirations and dreams and ideas and back up a little bit and start building a foundation of a budget. We're not going to build a budget today. That's going to come, but we're going to start to build the foundations of a budget. So a budget is numbers, but really it's about protecting your peace of mind and your project so that you can actually build what you want. And that is one of the big goals of building a budget. A budget is a benchmark of your design and your construction desires. And the benefits, there's some real big benefits of building a budget before you start engaging with the designer. And one of them is accountability. So when you start working with a designer and you start sharing your ideas and visions and they get excited and everybody's excited, having a budget component within that starts to spread the accountability, starts to bring in a level of reality for everybody involved, you, your designers, maybe your contractor if they're involved that early. And spreading the accountability across the board. It should be something that's discussed early on so that they know that when they're proposing solutions, that they're headed towards your budget. Having a budget and then analyzing proposed design solutions allows you to be effective when you're making design decisions. So when they propose to you a fancy big sliding glass door wall and you love it, one of the questions is going to be, do you think we're going to be able to fit this into our budget? And that's just a microcosm sample there of all the things that are come at you. And the more you emphasize, and this will be up to you, this is your personal choice of how much weight you want to put into the budget of the design process. Everybody's financial situations are different, but touching on it at least a few times during the design process is really imperative to make sure that you haven't wasted time, you haven't wasted money on design fees, and that the chances of you actually building your project are getting higher and higher. A good idea about building a budget, and this will be very project specific, but phasing a project out, compartmentalizing a project, designing modules, if you will, of a project, especially in remodeling, large scale remodels. If you have an established budget and you have a master plan, it's very common that clients come into the studio and say, here's my list of everything I want to do. Coming up with a master plan for a renovation or large remodel is a good idea. And then when the architect can understand your budget and understand your goals, the two of you can put your heads together and decide if you should be thinking about phasing this project out or providing options so that you can decide to do one element or all of the elements of the project. The sooner a designer or an architect knows that this is the strategy, this is the angle, they'll be thinking about how they propose design solutions in order to make it as feasible as possible to phase out a project or provide options. Sometimes that's not as easy as it sounds because of the complexity of remodeling. Now, in new construction, it's very possible that you may wanted a basement or not, or you wanted a big shop in the back, or you have certain components of a new home that could be compartmentalized, modulized, if you will. And then what's going to happen with that is when it comes time to estimating a project, you can request that your contractor option out certain areas that have been identified by the architect. It's a lot easier and a lot more productive for that to happen early on rather than later. For example, if you've designed the whole project, you haven't clearly identified options and you get your budget back, your estimate back from your contractor, and it's more than you wanted to spend, it's very difficult to go back and start to figure out how to compartmentalize a project if it's possible. So establishing a budget, balancing it with your dreams and visions is a really good way to option out a project or phase out a project, and then it'll help you understand the value of the project better. Now, what is a budget? How about that question? You know, the word budget's thrown around in the world of design and construction a lot, and I'm not even sure anybody even knows what it means anymore. Sometimes a homeowner just has a random number in their back of their brain that they want to spend a project with no data or research or anything backing it. And it could be because they just heard rumors how much it costs per square foot, or their neighbor did a job similar, so you figured you'll spend about the same amount of money. And then an architect and designer, they are a little more qualified, a lot more qualified, a contractor especially, to establish a budget for a project because they have multiple actual projects in the back of their brain that they've done that they understand the value of those. And they can blurt out numbers too. That can be helpful, much more helpful than the delusional approach that a homeowner has. But think about this. When you start thinking about your budget, what is that based off of? It could be based off of how much you want to invest in the property. It could be how much money you have in the bank. It could be how many dollars you have in your stocks. All kinds of different criteria come in, personal criteria come into play with a homeowner when they're establishing their budget. The budget's so overused, it's so distorting and confusing and diluting. That is one of the big objectives today, or in this series, is to get away from all of that and give you some sort of methodology, actually, to establish a budget. One thing I want you to know, what a budget isn't. A budget is not a construction estimate. A construction estimate is a valuation that's placed in a project after all of the plans, scope of work, and specifications have been 100% completed. Then a valuation can be put onto the construction project, and that is an estimate, and then you will receive a proposal from your builder of how much it's going to cost to build the project. So let's keep that really clear. Think about it. When you create a budget for your household finance, that's a goal, right? That's a, boy, I hope I only spend this much money, but it's, you do have some data to base it off, the past car payment, past mortgage payment, things like that. In this case, we don't have as much data to base it off of, so it's not even as accurate as a household budget. We're going to try to conquer that as well. The first step, in my opinion, to establish a budget is to back up and think about it from an investment perspective. And what I mean by that is trying to come up with a valuation of your property today, in the case of a remodel, and your property in the future, in the case of a remodel or new home. And what this is going to do is it's going to empower you to do many things before we start building a budget specific to your project, your inspirations, and your ideas. And we're going to talk about that. I call it, an investment goal, strictly coming at it from an investment perspective. We're going to look at the current value and we're going to look at the future value of your project. So number one, you may have heard the word comps, and technically they call it a CMA, comparative market analysis. Real estate agents do, real estate appraisers do, banks do, and that is to build a foundation of what the valuation of your property is today. In an example of a remodel project, you could own a 1,500 square foot home, let's say, in a suburban neighborhood with many other properties surrounding you, and there is a valuation. It's pretty easy to determine the valuation of that property. You can even do it yourself, and that's what I'd recommend to start with. If you go out on Zillow.com, you've probably heard of these websites, Realtor.com, Homes.com, and type in your own address first and look to see what Zillow says your property's valued at today. And these websites base their valuation off of just a few criteria, and it really boils down to the square footage, honestly. They do have algorithms that are, I'm sure, much more complicated than we're going to talk about today, but it's really square footage. So that's the first step, is to understand the valuation of your property today before any work has been done. In the case of a new home build, obviously you don't have a home to look at to base your valuation, but what you can do is you can go out in the development you're planning to build, or if you're in a very rural area with a large parcel, it might be a little bit more difficult to do this, but you can still do it, and you can look at the valuation of other homes in the area with the same tools. Now, if you're in a rural area or an area that doesn't have as many comps, and this is where you might want to get a couple more individuals involved to understand the valuation. Going back to the current market value, the best way to do this is to look for comparable homes as it is today that are either on the market or recently sold. And this will give you the best valuation. And remember that the statistics are all based off of this data. So if you're in a tract neighborhood, for example, and some people have exactly the same floor plan, you're going to want to look at the ones that have sold recently, and that's going to give you your current value. On Zillow and Realtor, sometimes you can drill down into existing properties that have never been on the market, and there are valuation numbers there. But what you really care about right now is the cost per square foot for the current value of your home today. Another way you can do that is you can contact a real estate agent, and you could, maybe you say that you were thinking about remodeling when you're thinking about selling your home. They have proprietary tools that they subscribe to do an accurate CMA, comparative market analysis, beyond what I just spoke about. And they can crank out a valuation pretty close, and that will be a good way for you to compare to your benchmark of your own research. Another option is to contact a real estate appraiser. Now, you're going to have to pay for that, so I don't know if that's really necessary, but if you are the type of individual that wants to really understand as best as possible, they can do an appraisal for you. An advantage of having an appraiser at hand is some of the next steps that we're going to take that you can go back to. We'll talk about that in a minute. Another person you're going to want to get involved with is a construction lender, and that's if you're planning to finance a project. It'd be good to get in touch with a mortgage broker that has construction loans for large-scale remodels, and especially new home projects. So we've got a current value. Now we're going to look at future value. So in your mind, you've had an idea of what you want to do with your lot or your existing home that you want to remodel, and you're going to go out and you're going to search for homes that are similar to what you want to build in your neighborhood, or you may have to expand out past the current neighborhood, but do the same thing. Just look for properties that have been remodeled in the past, in the near past, especially ones that have sold recently or that are on the market, and look at those homes in your neighborhood or surrounding areas and figure out a cost per square foot. I think even on some of these websites, they even have a dollar per square foot right on there. You can scroll down and you can find the value per square foot. You can also go out to new developments that might be in your neighborhood and and how much those homes are being sold for. And that will also help you. So let's say you want to expand your home to 2,500 square feet from 1,500. So you can filter your search for new homes, 2,500 square feet or more, and get a pretty close match. It's cool because they can just show them to you on the maps. And again, so we're going to compare current value to future value. So let's say you come up with a current value of $300 a square foot, and homes that are another 1,000 square feet and newer or brand new or fully remodeled are $425 a square feet at current value. The more recent they've sold, the better, because that's going to give you the most accurate. It can sometimes be hard to find these comps, but there's usually some unless you're in a very remote area. If you're building a new home, then you can look at other homes that have been built in the neighborhood that have sold. If there's none available and there's other homes under construction, another suggestion I have is to contact the architect or the builder. Let them know what your plans are. We're going to be able to kill two birds with one stone here. Let them know what your plans are. You've seen their work, you love their work, and you're in the process of establishing a budget for a project before we begin the design. And you're curious how much, if you don't mind sharing, how much a project like this you think is costing to build. And we would love that information so that we can build a budget. And by the way, can we schedule an appointment? That way, you're not just asking for free advice. You're genuinely interested, because if you have an architect and a builder building in the same development, they could be a candidate. You're not committed to them, but at least you've killed two birds with one stone there.
All right, quick reminder, everybody. Everything we're talking about today and so much more is in the Awaken Homeowner book. At less than 0.1% of your project cost, it's the best investment you'll make. Grab your copy on Amazon and keep it by your side throughout your entire project. Trust me, you'll refer to it again and again.
That's a really good way to do that. And even in the world of remodeling, you can go traveling around your neighborhood and see signs up for contractors and even construction lenders too, and start asking questions. Anything you can do to get a realistic budget instead of listening to some joker next door over the fence that said they spent $150 a square foot, come to find out they did all the work themselves and you have no interest in that. I think you're getting it. It takes a little bit of work, and eventually you'll be able to have a more realistic set of expectations. So now we have the current value versus the future value. And this is how you're going to establish an investment goal for your project. So now you go back and look at your project and you say, okay, I have a 2,500 square foot home in the future at $400 a square foot. That's $1 million in valuation. When I'm done, I owe $400,000 on my house. I have $600,000 in equity. A construction lender will only lend you upwards of 70 to 80% of that for a project, things like that. So you've got some baselines. You're going to create a spreadsheet, and it's going to allocate the new valuation when your project's completed, the existing valuation as it sits today, the square footage, the dollar per square foot, and come up with an average. And this is going to give you a really good sense of what your market price for your future project could be. And that's at least a baseline that we're going to use, because what we're going to do with that in the next episode is first we're going to build a budget, then we're going to compare your budget versus your investment goal. So the exercise that we just went through, you're going to establish an investment goal of how much you want to put into that property, strictly based on return on investment. Now, that may not be that top of a priority for you, the ROI, return on investment, but at least you have some kind of baseline to go off of. So if you owe $400,000, you think it could be worth $1 million when you're done, you're probably going to want to put $400,000 into the project at the most. That's probably what the bank will lend you. You can always kick in your own cash if you want on top of what the bank lends you, but that's up to you. So you know that your investment goal is $400,000 for your remodel. Now we're going to do budgeting with some budgeting tools that I'm going to describe to you, which is a little bit harder than a podcast. And eventually this is going to be a tool that I'm going to have available through my BuildQuest app that's in development, and that's coming down the road. But for the meantime, I want to give you some advice on how to build a budget. compare it to your investment goal. I call it balancing your budget. You're going to balance your investment goal with your evaluation. Then when we do the budget, you're going to balance the budget with your dreams and visions. Visualize a teeter-totter here. And then you're going to tailor your dreams and visions to meet your budget. Or you may tailor both so that you can get a balance. I don't need this, but I want that. I'm going to increase my budget to $500,000. I know that's getting close to the valuation. And you can teeter this. And this is the biggest missing piece of the puzzle for homeowners, is getting way better than all those delusional forces out there. So now you've got that in hand. And what you're going to do is, when you start engaging with architects and builders, you're going to talk about all the great things. Here's who I am. Here's my property. Here's what I love. This is what I want. And I've done some exercises and I have an idea of what I want to invest in the project. What do you think a project like this could cost? So I wouldn't necessarily divulge your budget to begin with. Eventually you should, though. And I emphasize that because a lot of people think it's you're buying a car. You shouldn't tell an architect how much money you have. That's baloney. They need to know, because they're going to be able to design that car exactly to meet your budget. Whether you like it or not, it's a different story. But now you're going to start asking questions. Once you divulge your criteria, I want a 3,500 square foot home. I want this. I want that. Here's my dream and vision boards. Here's my lifestyle, everything. Here's my lot, my property. Can you give me a sense? Would you be able to show me any past projects that you've done that are similar, so we could have a budget conversation before we even begin engaging in the design? Let them explain to you what the project cost, their methods and backgrounds to how they came up with that valuation. Many of the times you'll be engaging with an architect to begin with, or a designer. And then you could ask the contractor too. You could ask the name of the contractor and you can talk with them too a little bit about it. So you may think you want to spend $400,000 on a remodel. Okay, let's go back to the new home. Let's say you wanted to spend $1.5 million on a new home, and they come back and say $2 million. And you say, okay, would you have a sample of a project that you think costs that much, and start comparing? These are exercises that you need to go through. Otherwise, you're going to get burned later. Let's just put it that way. So as long as you know what you need to know in order to build this budget, that's the goal here. That's the objective, is to get you to stay in the driver's seat now, before you start designing, and especially after you start designing. And when we get into the design process episodes, we're going to talk about what I call budget checkpoints. So this episode is all about building a foundation of a budget, setting an investment goal, then deciding how much you want to adhere to that investment goal. That's the foundation of a budget. Then we're going to move into actually building a budget. I want to thank you for listening to this episode. This is a tough one. The budget's going to be the toughest of all of this. Once we get past this, we're going to get into more of the fun stuff again. I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast and even join the Awaken Homeowner community, where it's just growing and growing. I would especially like your questions. If you have any questions, you can shoot me an email, which is wwreid, R-E-I-D, at theawakenedhomeowner.com, if you prefer to send a private message. And I would love to answer any questions you have, and even on the podcast, so that other people can learn from it too. So thanks again. This is Bill Reed of The Awakened Homeowner Show.
Thanks for tuning into The Awakened Homeowner. Remember, you've got the power to take control of your project from day one. If you're ready to dive deeper, grab the Awakened Homeowner book on Amazon. It's your roadmap to success. Join our community at theawakenedhomeowner.com and download our free story, The Tale of Two Homeowners. And here's something exciting. I'm developing an app called BuildQuest that's going to revolutionize how you plan and manage your project. Visit buildquest.co to become a founding member and test drive the app when it launches. Follow us on social media and hit that subscribe button. All the links are in the show notes and bio. Got questions? I'd love to hear from you. This is Bill Reed. You got this.